What problem does the proposed method EXPO aim to solve in the context of large language models' alignment with human preference?
The proposed method EXPO aims to solve the problem of further improving the alignment of large language models, LLMs, with human preference in a simple, efficient, and scalable manner. Specifically, EXPO addresses the challenge of limited available alignment resources by providing a method to boost the alignment of LLMs without the need for additional training on top of already existing models. It aims to exploit the potential of moderately trained LLMs by extrapolating from the weights of two relatively weaker models, e.g., a supervised fine-tuned model and a better aligned model, to obtain a stronger model that surpasses the fully trained one. EXPO leverages the concept of model interpolation, but with a focus on extrapolation to enhance ILM's alignment with human preference. The method is designed to be quick to implement, requiring only a few lines of code, and allows for tuning a single hyperparameter, making it cost-effective and easy to apply across various LLM sizes and capabilities.
Can you illustrate step-by-step how the EXPO method works based on the provided methodology in the paper?
The EXPO method works by extrapolating a stronger model, M_S, from the weights of two relatively weaker models, M_W and M. The methodology assumes that a medium-aligned model, M, can be interpolated between the weaker model, M_W, and the stronger model, M_S, satisfying the relationship in terms of their alignment with human preference. This is expressed as M_W less than M less than M_S. The interpolation coefficient gamma in the range 0-1 is used to blend the weights of M_W and M_S to obtain M. The EXPO method then extrapolates the stronger model M_S from the weights of M_W and M, using a coefficient alpha calculated as alpha equals 1 gamma 1. This extrapolation is achieved by the formula a_theta_s equals 1 plus alpha a_theta_w. The coefficient alpha controls the length of extrapolation and can be tuned as a decoding hyperparameter without additional model training. In practice, EXPO is implemented as a global gradient update based on the weight change delta a_theta equals a_theta_W from the initial M_W to the final M. This weight change indicates a direction in the parameter space where the model's alignment with human preference is enhanced. EXPO aims to amplify the learned reward signal through the extrapolation alpha delta a theta. Two prerequisites for EXPO are identified. First, the model M should not have reached optimality in training. And second, the weight change delta a theta should accurately indicate an extrapolation direction for improved alignment. When these prerequisites are met, EXPO can potentially enhance the alignment of the model M after moderate alignment training. The method is simple, efficient, and scalable, making it applicable to various large language models for boosting alignment with human preference.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using the EXPO method for boosting ILM's alignment with human preference, according to the paper?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the EXPO method for boosting ILM's alignment with human preference, as outlined in the paper, include 1. Simplicity. EXPO is extremely simple and quick to implement, involving only a few lines of code for extrapolation based on the weights of two checkpoints, making it efficient and easy to use. 2. Efficiency. EXPO does not require additional model training on top of the existing models, and the hyperparameter tuning, alpha, can be done cheaply without involving any training, making it a cost-effective method. 3. Scalability. EXPO is applicable to various LLMs of different sizes and capabilities, showing improvements across different model sizes, from 7B to 70B, indicating its scalability and effectiveness across a wide range of models. 4. Enhanced performance. EXPO has been shown to significantly improve the alignment of LLMs with human preference, surpassing fully trained models and achieving competitive performance even with limited preference data, demonstrating its effectiveness in enhancing model capabilities. 5. Room for further improvement. EXPO allows for further exploitation of ILM's capabilities, showing that even models extensively trained for human preference alignment still have room for improvement, indicating the potential for continuous enhancement of model performance. 6. Global Gradient Update. Expo acts as a global gradient update by amplifying the learned reward signal through extrapolation, aiming to improve the model's alignment with human preference, thus enhancing the overall performance of the LLMs. 7. Optimal Hyperparameter Tuning. Expo allows for the tuning of a single hyperparameter, alpha, to control the length of extrapolation, which can be done cheaply and efficiently, providing a straightforward method for improving model alignment. 8. Avoidance of overfitting. Expo helps in avoiding overfitting issues by focusing on amplifying the learned reward signal rather than memorizing the training data, leading to more accurate alignment with human preference. 9. Potential for model scaling. Expo shows promise in scaling up the improvement of LLMs as the capability of the base model increases, suggesting that larger and stronger models can benefit more from the extrapolation process. 10. Realistic application. Expo is currently applicable to combinations of SFT models and models further trained for human preference alignment, which is a common and realistic scenario in modern LLM training, ensuring practical relevance and applicability of the method.
How is the Expo method validated or tested in the experiments presented in the paper?
The Expo method is validated and tested in the experiments presented in the paper by first demonstrating its effectiveness in a controlled setting where the model M is trained with less preference data, ensuring that M still has room for improvement. The paper shows that Expo endows models trained with less data, e.g., 10% or 20%, with equivalent or superior performance compared to fully trained models. The evaluation is done on the AlpacaVal2.0 benchmark, which assesses ILM's alignment with human preference. The results show that using Expo, models trained with only 10% data can achieve competitive performance to fully trained models, while models trained with 20% data can even surpass the fully trained ones. The paper also analyzes the impact of different data sizes on the effectiveness of Expo, showing that the optimal alpha for Expo varies with data size, and that the method performs best with a medium size of training data, 20%. Additionally, the paper compares Expo with hyperparameter tuning, showing that Expo outperforms simply tuning hyperparameters and emphasizing the critical role of the quality of delta a theta in the effectiveness of Expo. Overall, the experiments validate the effectiveness, efficiency, and scalability of the Expo method in improving the alignment of LLMs with human preference.
What specific results were achieved with the Expo method in terms of performance improvements on AlpacaVal 2.0 benchmark and off-the-shelf DPO RLHF models?
The Expo method achieved significant performance improvements on the AlpacaVal 2.0 benchmark and off-the-shelf DPO RLHF models. Specifically, when training models with less preference data, 10% or 20%, Expo enabled these models to achieve equivalent or even superior performance compared to fully trained models. For instance, using only 10% data, the model reached a competitive performance level to the fully trained model, and with 20% data, it surpassed the fully trained model by 4%. Additionally, Expo remarkably improved off-the-shelf DPO RLHF models by up to 6.8% on the AlpacaVal 2.0 benchmark. The method also demonstrated satisfactory scalability across model sizes, ranging from 7B to 70B, showcasing its effectiveness in enhancing the alignment of various large language models with human preference.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the Expo method as highlighted in the paper?
The limitations or drawbacks of the Expo method, as highlighted in the paper, include the requirement for the model M to not have been trained to optimality, which may limit its applicability to models that have already undergone extensive optimization for alignment with human preference. Additionally, the effectiveness of Expo heavily relies on the quality of the weight change delta a theta from the weaker model M_W2M, which may vary based on the training configuration of M and the capability of M_W. Furthermore, the choice of the weaker model, M_W as an SFT model, and M as a model further trained on top of M_W is crucial for the success of Expo, limiting its applicability to other model combinations, such as a base and an SFT model or two separately trained RLHF models. Another drawback is that extrapolating from two SFT models trained from different base models can lead to model collapse, indicating that the mode connectivity requirement for successful extrapolation may not always be met. Lastly, the effectiveness of Expo may be impacted by the training data size, hyperparameter configuration, and the presence of spurious features in the preference data, which can affect the accuracy of the extrapolation direction delta a theta.